Emily Sands is in studio. She's the director of branding and marketing for Illicit Brewing in Manchester and Fairfield.
Yay.
Good morning.
Morning.
Thank you for the donuts.
Yes. You're welcome. I ate mine on the drive here. I walked in. They open at 6 a.m. I walked in at 6 a.m.
Thank you.
So what beer pairs best with a cheese pizza?
Oh, that's a good question.
Like a sommelier.
We have a Mexican lager that's out right now called Ultravesa. That, to me, would probably pair very well with pizza because it's light and crisp. Because with pizza, it's such a heavy flavor and has the cheese and the sauce and everything.
Right.
Yeah. And the crunch of the dough.
Right.
I would want something super light.
Otra vez.
It's a play on wanting another cerveza.
Right. Nice. See, you want more beer.
Are you bringing that to the Connecticut Pizza and Brew Fest?
That will be there for
sure. Nice.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, más cerveza.
What do you bring? How many flavors can you bring? You can only bring so many, right?
So we have what's called a jockey box, which we pour from, that has four spouts, so we can bring four different types. But we'll probably bring a couple cans like these so that we can just have a variety for whatever anyone wants to choose.
Oh, the thing is, that Pizza and Brew Fest, I can't wait.
Yeah, it's gonna be awesome.
You just walk around, you know, I'll have Pepe's over here, and yep. I'll have some parties over here, and then I'll, you know, go over to Illicit. And
yep.
It's really heaven.
Eating exactly. pants and comfortable shoes.
Yeah, and music.
Yep.
It is heaven.
I feel like that's just Connecticut's identity now is pizza and beer.
Yep.
That's what
it really is.
Which is awesome.
That's all we got.
So we're linked up to that. It's at the Hartford Healthcare Amphitheater, and that's a whole nother
yes.
cool deal. So it's at the Hartford Healthcare Amphitheater. It's pizza, it's beer, it's music.
It's you.
We were talking about road rage and dumbass news, and you have a beer that's like a perfect road rage beer?
Yep, it's called Total Juice Bag.
Okay. Yep, you'll see a few on the road this morning.
Total. Have a total juice bag.
That person's calling me a juice bag.
What's in that?
That's a hazy New England IPA, so it's very much the style that's very much popular in Connecticut right now.
Oh, I think I'd love that.
And yeah, so it's a play on just having a juicy, hazy IPA, but right. obviously,
yep.
pun intended with the name.
Man, you guys hit the jackpot with that Fairfield location, right?
Yes.
I hear that it's packed out.
It is.
With one kind of crowd, and wow. then a light switch flips, and then the college kids come in, yep. and the other people leave.
Like yeah. shifts.
It's like shifts.
Like shifts.
Yeah.
Right.
It's time to go. Justin, didn't you have that experience?
That's exactly what happened. Yeah, we were surprised. We were stunned. We were having a great time, and there was a band. We're there for dinner and yep. a couple drinks, and there's a band playing. We're having a great time, and then all of a sudden, the music changes, and we see the families and, you know, the older crowds start to kind of filter out.
Right.
And all of a sudden, see all these college kids and their "We're going out tonight" clothes walk in, and the lights dim, and then you get some colored lights happening, and then the music switches from a rock band to...
That's a great impression.
What on earth happened here? Oh, right. Oh, my goodness. We had no idea. Spectacular. Yeah. The space for it was terrific, but... very strange experience.
It was chain yeah. the juice bags.
Yeah.
Different juice bags.
Emily Sands from Illicit Brewing. And how cool is it to have your job?
It's exciting.
It's a pretty cool job, right?
It is a really cool job. It's what I wanted to do my whole career. So
really?
Yeah, I wanted to be a branding and marketing director.
You were in radio for a while.
I was.
Nice.
And were you doing marketing when you were in radio?
I was doing event sponsorship, so it was... kind of like branding and marketing, but it was for a bunch of different companies, and then knowing the four radio stations that we had too, it was just kind of a system overload for me.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is way better.
Yeah, I know the Illicit brand like the back of my hand, and that's all I have to focus on, which right. I love.
We were talking during the song that you, it's not just like opening a bar and like, what's the lunch special going to be today? At a brewery, you have games, activities, yep. this night, that night, music bingo.
Yep.
Yeah, bringing people into the space is just as important as putting out good beer.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Yeah, for sure.
Got to keep them there.
Exactly, yeah.
Keep them occupied, drink beer.
Try to be as creative as possible and have something all days of the week so that there's a reason to come in every single
day. Have you tried locking doors?
That's Stay. A good one.
But you must drink at least five beers to be released from here.
It's funny. The laws are different now, but I used to play the Keg House in New Haven, which was a college bar on the Southern Connecticut
uh-huh.
campus.
Yeah.
And their thing was like 25-cent pitchers of beer.
Remember that? Yep. Yep, no matter how the size
it was insanity.
Yep.
You couldn't walk through the place.
No.
It was just all people squished together.
Oh, yeah. Any size mug and place we had in Long Island is any size pitcher. You had guys welding a handle onto a garbage can, and they would fill it.
Oh, my God.
They would actually fill it.
What?
You had guys actually taking bring your own mug night. Bring your own mug night. Yeah. But they also had they'd fill any pitcher for a dollar.
And as a joke, they'd bring in a garbage can.
They'd bring in a garbage can, and they would fill it.
Okay, then, it's your mug.
You just put your mug in there and just refill it. They would actually do it.
Wait.
This was the 80s.
Wait, run this by me again.
There was a place called Mr. D's Back Alley in Rocky Point.
Okay.
There was quarter beer night, and what happens any size mug you brought in, you'd fill for a quarter. But they also had dollar pitcher night. Any size pitcher, they'd fill for a dollar that same night. So you had guys actually taking garbage.
Any size pitcher.
And you had guys bring in garbage cans. They'd weld a handle on it, so officially it was a pitcher. They'd put a lip at the end of it.
I'll bet you that was the end of... That was the beginning of the end of the special.
Yes. Like,
all right, this has become ridiculous.
Yes, it became
We're going to take any size off of the poster.
You get our pictures and that's it.
Or any size within reason, not a garbage can with a handle welded onto it.
Yeah.
Very innovative, though.
They beat the system.
Smart.
Yep.
You can't have ladies' night or any of these things now.
No, you can't.
It's a whole different deal.
And even like the quarter beer nights have turned into $3 beer nights.
Right, which is still a bargain.
It is. Yeah. It really is.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing with these beers. That they're worth every penny.
Oh, for sure.
They're really good.
I mean, and not for nothing, a lot of those beer nights are Bud Light or something like that.
It's
4.2% beer.
It was swill.
You can drink.
Yeah.
Maybe you shouldn't, but you can drink a lot of it.
Has Bud Light bounced back from that whole deal?
Not fully, no.
No. It's amazing to me.
Yeah.
Yeah, it...
You know?
The mighty fell really quick.
Wow, that was really...
It was fast.
That's going to be on that person's resume.
Oh, like, no.
They demolished.
No.
They got the number one selling light beer with one ad.
Yep.
Right.
And it still hasn't come back. Like Bud Light is kind of like, hey, we fired that person. We're moving on.
Yeah.
Hey, how about this? We'll put a truck in an ad.
Right.
Mm-hmm. They tried everything. It's still not back yet.
I think it was the lack of commitment. It's like, if you're going to make that shift, stick to it.
Yep.
Don't be like, by the way, all this, that didn't matter. We're still us. Right. You know us.
Yeah.
It felt very disingenuous.
They angered both whatever groups.
Immediately.
They did.
Or
That's
two
true.
Groups.
Immediately.
Yes. Yes, yep. They were both mad.
Swiftly,
like, you bailed
and
on our
totally.
Person, and then,
yeah.
like, you poked us in the eye.
Yeah, that person responsible now lives in another country.
As a marketing person, you must have looked at that
and oh boy.
Said, wow, okay Ooh. Then.
Here's what not to do.
The thing that kills me about things like that situation is that had to go across multiple desks. Like, why did no one flag that?
Right.
It's the same thing if I see, you know, a typo somewhere or whatever that completely changes the meaning of an ad. I'm like, how did 12 people miss this?
How'd they green light this? Yeah.
Right.
It's
exactly.
not just like I'm the end all be all with my marketing stuff and I can put it out there. I send it to people so that they can just be like, hey, maybe we shouldn't do that. Or yes, this is great.
It's probably the boss's kid.
It's tough.
Exactly.
Well, it's tough to be the person that says no in a meeting.
Uh-huh.
You really have to.
Yeah.
I get dinged up on
you. You do. You do. But you know what? You stuck
That's a valid
your guns,
point.
Damn it.
Yeah, I mean, you're generally quiet in the meetings.
Yes.
And you do very well with that.
People
generally like you in the building.
Yep.
Don't say anything and people like you.
Right.
Right.
That's right, because you're off the radar.
Yep.
You know, it wasn't your idea,
right.
And also you're not shooting stuff down. You're just kind of like, yeah, does everybody else like it?
Right.
Me too.
Right. I'm fluff. Marshmallow fluff.
Yeah, but as a marketing person, you must have looked at that and like, wow, that was pretty incredible.
It's a case study, I'm sure, in colleges now, for sure.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Because you're trying to do the opposite. You're trying to sell more.
Exactly.
Right.
And no.
Yep. Right.
The opposite.
I'm gonna call the boomerang method.
Yeah. It's really something.
They came back and bit me in the ass method.
Yep.
Yeah.
Right now, what we're doing for our ad campaigns is kind of making fun of all the prescription ads that are out there right now.
Oh, great. Like a parody?
Yeah.
Right, with the side effects?
Yep, exactly.
Nice.
So we have a commercial out there right now that is like, do you suffer from extreme boredom? Illicit brewing can help. It's
kind
of that whole spiel. And then at the end, it's like, side effects may include meeting new friends, dancing through the night, et cetera, et cetera.
Having a good time.
Great.
Yes.
And
that's
it's
nice.
Sped up and all that good stuff.
Nice.
So that's our kind of brand.
Is there
right
a
now.
Voiceover on that?
Yes.
Where is it? On your site?
It's on our social media right now. And it's
so you want to try to find it?
I am looking.
Well, there's no oily stools near you.
It's specifically.
I hate that one. Like, what?
Oh, that commercial?
Yeah.
You don't want to hear oily stool in a commercial.
Yeah, I'm like, that's never happened. That's possible?
Yeah.
It's really funny.
Yeah.
It's specifically on our Manchester social media if you're looking for it.
Gotcha.
And do you run the same ads for, do you treat it as one beast or two?
I treat it as one and a half. A lot of it's very similar in the same messaging, but there's some differences between what we can do at
different places.
Because
they're two different markets?
Yeah, and they're two different markets, and there's two different kind of culture.
Two different crowds? Do you do the whole flip a switch?
We do.
Yeah, and then it's like, all right, lights down,
right,
music up.
The Manchester one's a little bit more, I would say the crowds stay longer together in Manchester just because it's an upstairs downstairs situation, so it feels a little bit more
separated
yeah. versus right. all one floor on, in Fairfield.
We found the ad.
That's a downstairs.
Do you
version.
Suffer from moderate to severe boredom? Illicit Brewing is here to help. It starts with one visit. Talk to our knowledgeable staff about what products are right for you. We offer trusted options like craft beer, cocktails, mocktails, and more. Plus tons of options if hunger pangs are among your symptoms. A huge patio, live music, tons of events, and hanging with friends may cause excessive happiness. Other side effects may include laughter, repeat visits, making new friends, sing-alongs, quenching parched thirst, finding a new favorite beer, and dancing the night away. Visit today. Illicit Brewing in Manchester. IllicitBrewing.com.
That's well done.
Yeah.
That's really
brilliant.
Well done. Yeah. Nice.
Brilliant.
Nice. I want to catch the affliction and have that.
Yeah, I want that. Give me the medicine.
I suffer from that stuff right there, yes.
Yeah. Well, thank you for coming in.
Yeah.
No,
always
thank you
great
for
to have
me.
You. She
yeah.
drove all the way down from Manchester.
I know.
But you're going to Fairfield
yeah,
today?
Yeah, it's my Fairfield day anyway.
Oh, okay,
I guess we're kind of
away. And you're opening one in Danbury?
We are.
Nice. Where?
It's actually right next to the Danbury Fair Mall in a plaza. It used to be a Barnes & Noble.
Oh.
Good spot.
Yeah. Who needs to read?
Bookstores.
Who
that's
needs
another
to read?
One.
Yep.
A thing of the past.
Exactly.
It's like, remember when they had bookstores?
Yeah. Watch a book.
You just press your phone now and the book's in your phone.
Yep. Exactly.
Yeah. Pretty
that
cool.
Easy.
Well,
yep.
good for you. Good
yes.
spot.
Yeah. Yeah. It'll
awesome
be
parking.
Yes.
Right off the highway.
It's just its own world there.
Yeah.
Nice.
Which is nice.
Emily with Illicit Brewing. We'll see you at the Connecticut Pizza and Brew Fest
yep.
a week
there.
From Sunday.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Styles McKenzie helping you make those rooms sing. Today's style tip. When it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild, like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Arr, fierce. This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.